Pandemic has hit incarcerated people especially hard, spreading through prisons at 6 times the rate of the rest of the country. But federal officials have been reluctant to release prisoners who are old and sick. Some members of Congress are trying to change that. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
COVID-19 extracted a terrible toll inside the country's prisons. The pandemic motivated thousands of incarcerated people to request early release on the grounds their old age and health problems made them especially vulnerable. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin explains.
Nearly 31,000 inmates requested compassionate release during the pandemic. The Bureau of Prisons approved 36. Even fewer than they had the year before the pandemic.
Thanks to Congress, many prisoners had another option. The First Step Act gave them the opportunity to go to court and persuade a judge they should win compassionate release. More than 3,000 people won their freedom that way during the pandemic. But that law overlooked a small group of prisoners who were convicted of crimes before November 1987. One of them is Kent Clark. NPR focused on Clark and other so-called old law prisoners in a story this year. His cousin said Clark had lost his memory during 31 years in prison. After the story ran, public defender Rahul Sharma finally got Clark's medical records.
They show that he has moderate to severe dementia, borderline blindness, tooth loss, severe depressive disorder, gout, cardiac arrhythmia, and honestly just severe pain throughout his body.
Sharma says Clark had been wandering into other people's prison cells and kept a list of things he needed to remember to do every day, like going to the bathroom and wearing a mask.
It was found by the facility, by the prison, that he was a real danger to himself given the severity of his dementia.
Clark has now been moved to a hospital in Florida, where he's guarded by corrections officers.
He has one arm chained to his hospital bed per BOP regulations. And in addition to that, he has leg irons.
The warden has denied Clark's request for compassionate release. Public defender Sharma says the 66-year-old is fading.
Mr. Clark and his loved ones are now facing the idea that he's going to die in prison, and maybe sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
A bill moving through Congress would change the law to make people like Kent Clark eligible to petition a judge for compassionate release. The Senate Judiciary Committee advanced the measure by a bipartisan vote of 14-8. Democrats hope to bring it to the full Senate this fall, saying the bill would fix a glaring injustice. But some Republican senators are resisting. Tom Cotton represents Arkansas. Here he is this summer at a committee meeting.
Most of this bill is just an expansion of criminal leniency policies for serious offenders under the guise of protecting inmates.
Kent Clark has always denied he took part in the heist of a mail truck in New Jersey and raped a young woman that day in 1985. NPR reached out to the woman who says she was raped. She said Clark has served the best years of his life in prison, and if he has all these other health problems, he cannot hurt anybody else. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.